It's the Inside Track, Third Floor Raceway's car show. Got a chance to talk for a few minutes here with Wild Thing driver Bill Mitchell from Farmington. Bill, it's a very good-looking, bright yellow 24 car. Tell us a little bit about it.
It's the same car we've been running the last 2 years. We ran it full last year. It's a 91 Nissan Sentra SER. We went with a theme this year, kind of having a little fun. We went with a Jeff Gorvette theme from Cars 2. Beautiful wrap we put it, Jenny and Terry made for us over there at Speedway Signs. It's way better than what we expected it would turn out to be.
Nice color. I like the yellow. It's going to be bright.
They won't be able to say they didn't see me because it really stands out under the lights.
Tell us a little bit about the car itself.
We pretty much, it's just our normal Nissan, 150 horse. Everything's stock. We had to change a few things this year to make it IMCA legal. We had to take our header and stuff off and just pretty much run the same thing we were running last year. We're just going to not run any steel wheels and run aluminum because we can't find any nuts that'll fit on there. So there's the different pitch and stuff is a little different. They got GM and Dodge, but they don't make a lot of stuff for these foreign cars. So
I know it's probably how long you been running the four cylinders now?
I started in, I want to say limited in 2009. I ran probably maybe six or seven races. And then 2010, we won the track championship and ran a pole schedule at Lee County and kind of went as far up to Benton and ran up at Benton County Speedway and a few races down in Memphis. And this year we're probably just going to stick to mainly to Lee County and run over in Bloomfield on Saturday nights and kind of in between there and running 34. We're just not going to commit on Saturday or Sundays to any particular track. We're going to try to run every night at Lee County Speedway. A lot has to do with the economy and stuff with the gas prices, and it don't pay a lot in these four cylinders as is any other class. It's not about making money. You're just out here to have fun and try not to lose too much money in the process doing it.
How much have you learned since those first few races and you first started? How much have you learned about these four cylinders?
The learning curve is huge in these cars. It's, you know, you got to do a lot of it is just sitting at night in the wintertime on the computer doing homework, trying to find a car that works best and what their power bands are in these cars and, you know, the torque on these cars. A lot of it has to do with what car's torque is.
Who you got helping you work on it this season?
Well, I lost my main person helping me. She's going to be doing staging for Dwayne over at Lee County Speedway. So mainly it's just going to be me at the track and whoever shows up and maybe get somebody to help change tires in the infield. So
Connie and daughter are going to be helping you at home?
They help a little bit. I had everything done, and she don't like getting her nails as dirty as she used to. So.
Can you give me a rundown of who your sponsors are for this season?
We got a huge list this year. We got a bunch of people to come on board. Our main one, of course, is Sunline Auto Parts out of Cedar Rapids, and they are going to come on board again this year and sponsor the IMCA Sport Compact. I guess they're going to call them four-cylinder Wild Things or something like that, however they're going to call them, but they're going to be the title sponsor for the four-cylinders at Lee County Speedway. We have Drive Den Hunger on here, AARP, for awareness for local food banks, and donate to the food banks because due to the times are getting tough, every little bit helps to, help some of these needy people out. We have Voodoo Ride, which come back on board again this year. Got to thank, everybody at, Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Chris Ferrar out of marketing at Voodoo Ride for coming on board again this year. And I got to mention David Rosenberg from Drive Den Hunger. Hats off to him and everything they, we do for them and they do for us. So, and we got TJ and Tinny Salmons, they're longtime racers. TJ's not going to race this year, but his dad is from Cahokia Bowl and Cahokia Glass. We got Went Construction, Paul Went down there in Cahokia. Came on board this year with us. We got John's Food Center out of Farmington. He likes racing. Local town, small town grocery store. He does a good job with what he's got to work with there. Jennings Tire, Bob Jennings, longtime racer there also. He hasn't been on the track for a few years, but he helps us out with our tires. We got Speedway Signs. Hats off to Jenny and Terry for doing such a beautiful wrap on our car this year. And we got to thank Arnold Motor Supply out of Washington, Iowa, who supplied the paint, this bright, bright yellow paint we got on here. And Corey Sheets, four-cylinder driver up there, that the 65B, he's going to be running, I think, Columbus Junction on a regular basis, that painted the car for us. And got to mention Ducks Tires out of Sunline. He's the guy that pretty much segregates all the tires up there and sets them aside for us that we need for our race cars. If we need some, they come in, and he pretty much has got a special pile for us up there. And like his old saying is, one size fits all and home of a good deal. And also, we got to mention, we've got a little thing going on here. Jason M. Neely Foundation. It's Race to Cure Parkinson's Disease. He's a ex-late model driver. He's 36 years old from down in, he raced late models and modifieds down in Tennessee and stuff. It's a friend of ours that we just wanted to create a little awareness for him also.
Bill Mitchell, thanks for talking with us for a few minutes on the inside track. Car looks great, and wish you the best of luck this season.
Thanks, Dave.
You bet.